JIS Radio presents the Year in Review, highlights of the government's achievements during 2016.
In 2016, the primary objectives pursued by the government in the finance portfolio were increased macroeconomic stability, a sustainable debt reduction trajectory, and an enhanced investor and business climate for attracting new investments. Several key activities were undertaken throughout the year to accomplish these objectives, but perhaps none more significant than the signing of a new standby arrangement with the International Monetary Fund in November. The three-year $1.64 billion US dollar standby arrangement replaced the pre-existing extended fund facility, which was scheduled to end March 2017. While the arrangement is geared towards supporting the government's economic reform agenda, Prime Minister Andrew Holness outlined that it will function as an insurance policy against unforeseen economic shocks that are beyond Jamaica's control.
This agreement is significant in a number of ways. It provides powerful additional assurance to prospective investors that, without adding to the debt burden, a very substantial cache of resources is available to the country from the IMF in the event that it is needed.
Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, Brian Winter. In a move which saw thousands of Jamaicans with extra funds to spend, the government in 2016 embarked on phase one of its income tax relief strategy. Phase one saw the income tax threshold raised from $592,800 to $1,272 on July 1. Under the initial phase, persons earning up to $19,236 weekly or $83,356 monthly will pay no income tax, providing them with an additional $8,489 on their salaries. The threshold will move to $1.5 million as of April 1, 2017, resulting in persons earning up to $125,008 monthly being exempt from paying income tax, allowing them to take home an estimated $10,413 more. A key part of efforts to improve macroeconomic stability was controlling the devaluation of the Jamaican dollar. To that end, Finance Minister Audley Shaw in November established a working group to meet weekly with Bank of Jamaica Governor Brian Winter to address the issue. With the Jamaican dollar regaining value against the US dollar in December, the Finance Minister commended the efforts of the working group.
There's no shortage of foreign exchange in Jamaica. None. We have record gross foreign exchange reserves, record net international reserves of about over 3 billion US and 2.5 billion respectively. So there's no objective basis on which there should be a continuing slide in the exchange rate.
The government's efforts to foster sustained macroeconomic stability were rewarded in November when Moody's Investors Service upgraded Jamaica's sovereign senior unsecured rating and provisional shelf ratings from CAA2 to B3 and revised the country's outlook from positive to stable. The upgrade, the ratings agency said, was supported by the country's significant and sustained fiscal consolidation and strong commitment to continued reforms to reduce the government's high debt burden. Jamaica in October scored a small victory in the fight to maintain correspondent banking services with larger banks in the United States. It came in the form of a statement issued by the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, OCC, in the United States.
The agency expects banks to consider the effects account closure might have on the foreign correspondent, particularly with respect to accessing banking services. In other words, while it is not an explicit instruction, they are suggesting no, there should be a process, a due diligence, and that is what the guidance is all about.
Jamaica's lobby efforts were also endorsed by Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, Christine Lagarde.
And I therefore see the twin events, the statement issued by the OCC of the United States and the posture taken by the Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund as two significant features.
Minister of Finance, Audley Shaw. In 2017, the government will continue efforts to keep Jamaica's fiscal house in order while crafting policies which will help improve the lives of Jamaica's people.
The Year in Review.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.